Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though you could hide all of my jewelry and say, bitch, you'll never dazzle. My guest today, you know them, you love them. They won season 5 of All Stars. It's Shay Coulee. And you got to walk the Fenty show. Hi.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Nicole. Firstly, I just have to say thank you so much for having me. I'm like, I cannot even tell you just like how excited I was when my publicist was like, do you want to do that? Because I'm not even kidding you. I was like this close to sliding in your DMs and being like, hey, Nicole. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm like free and just got a new mic that hooks up to my computer. So if you ever want to talk on your podcast, just let me know.
I mean, you could have slid into those DMs. That's what I've been doing, asking people. But now I'm at Team Coco and they ask people. It's nice. I'm not booking it myself. It's real
You're
nice.
Like, I got people to do that. But no, I really love it. And I just felt like it was perfect because when I tell you, like, I was probably like, I'm going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to shoot my shot and I'm going to ask her. And then literally got an email and I was like, look at God.
What won't he do? I say the phrase wrong. I think it's what will he do? I like to say, look at God. What won't he do? But I think it's what will he do? I don't know.
What? No, because what won't he do? Because it's like, what can't he do? But yeah, because it's like, well, first of all, when I refer to God, I refer to her as she.
Okay.
Just when I think of like, just like the creative force, like life-giving energy, to me it's just like inherently feminine. Mm-hmm. So like for me it's like, what can't she do? Like she could do everything, so it's just like it has to be her choice of like what mm-hmm. she will and won't do.
Good, then I'm right and everyone who's been correcting me is wrong.
Doesn't that feel great?
It feels amazing.
We love validation.
I don't know if I think of God as any real gender. I say he just because of I was like raised in the church. Same. And that's just what they said. Mm-hmm. So I guess I've just carried that on to my adult life. But like God is also they were like God is a menacing God, a vengeful God. He'll kill you if you don't give your money and worship and sing to him. And I was
and
like,
smear blood over your door frame.
Yes, which is crazy.
Like, oh,
no, thank Thank you.
God needs to chill a little bit.
Yes. So, like, my God is chill and giving and nice. Yes. And, like, things happen for a reason because of what's going to happen in the future. I don't know. But, like, my God's not trying to smite me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, way too chill for that. Way too chill to be running around and smiting. Just so full of love.
That's what I think. I gotta tell you. So when I guest judged All-Stars, they don't tell you before you get there who's there. Mm-hmm. And you only find out if you get to watch something or you walk and like get to see the challenge or you're just sitting there and they come at you and you're like, oh. But you were there and I was like, oh, it's Shay Coulee. I was so excited because I was like, Shay will win. And I will be happy.
No, it was so great. I remember walking out for that room makeover challenge and seeing you in the onesie. And also, this is, I mean, no shade to Michelle or Ross, but I was maybe a little bit jealous that you weren't in my tour group because I was just
so upset. I was really upset.
So all I could do was wave at you from the other side of the room and just be like, hi.
I never know if the queens know me because it's not a fear, but I'm like, what if Rue, because Rue never announces I'm the guest judge in the workroom because, you know, they're like, Gaga's here and everyone's like, oh my God, Gaga! I'm waiting for the time she's like, okay, Nicole Byers our guest judge. And then everyone goes, who?
And may a hole open up in the floor and they fall right the fuck through it. That's all I gotta say.
I truly am waiting for that moment. It would be a dream come true for like one queen to be like, I love her. And then everyone else be like, huh?
It's funny because right before this, we were at my boyfriend's mom's house for her birthday and his nieces were there and they love Nailed It. So when I told them that I was coming to record this podcast with you, they got so excited.
Aww, like, it is truly so wild that children like me, it's never been a thing that I've wanted, but I will say this, I appreciate it because kids are fucking honest.
Yeah.
So if they didn't think I was funny, like they would be like, you're not funny. I don't like you, but they like me. So I'm funny. Tee hee hee. Any adult who thinks different. You're dumb.
Yeah. Kids get it.
Do you have children fans? Cause I know like DragCon has a ton of kids there.
Yes, they do. And it's crazy. Like, you know, back when we were in the routine of doing, you know, New York and LA and all that, there would be children that I would like see kind of like growing up right in front of my eyes. Like, I remember these two sisters that would come all the time. And like the next year, I remember seeing them and not even recognizing the older one because she like it was starting to hit like puberty and was like really growing up. And then, and also, you know, they dress up and she's like in this little Shangela look. And I was just all like, I was like, Riley, that you, girl. Look at you looking all grown. You know, it's crazy. But I'm glad that I can entertain children. And I mean, kudos to their parents for letting them watch whatever content I am engaging in because,
Yeah, it's most of my content is not for kids. And sometimes I'll get a tweet that's like, oh, my kid loves the theme song to your podcast, but that's where it stops. They can't listen to the rest of it. I'm like, I fucking get it. We were talking wallpaper earlier and I was like, we should get this on the podcast. But it has been a struggle. Yeah.
I've actually been sitting here this whole time, you know, because obviously we're like on a Zoom right now, just like looking at your wallpaper being like, when do we get to talk about the wallpaper again?
Ooh, baby, it's from the Bobby Burke collection.
Okay. I'm like living for it. I'm like loving it. Nice and graphic. I love like a little black and white mom. I mean, you can even tell
by my
little outfit here. I've actually been wearing these Ivy Park sweatpants for the last 4 days.
Wait, is that from the last drop or the previous?
Yes, I got the last drop. I literally set an alarm Nicole, and I'm so glad because I forgot and like took an edible that afternoon and fell asleep.
Goodbye.
And then the alarm woke me up and I was like, why is my phone going off? Like, what is this alarm for? And then I was just like, the icy park drop. And then I was able to get, you know, a tracksuit and some sweatpants. You know, ooh, it was already selling out fast. You know, it's pandemonium.
It goes very fast. It's wild.
The anxiety I felt. And I don't, you know, Beyonce, she's the only person that would get me to go out there doing things like that.
But you have a publicist. Ask your publicist to reach out. That's how I got mine.
I said,
please get it for me.
Beyonce, please. Yeah, no, I was up there on the internet trying to elbow people, you know, like the rest of everybody, like, get out my car, bitch.
How have you been dealing with, you know, quarantines and lockdowns? And have you been doing like digital drag shows at all or no?
No.
I mean, you don't have to make that face. I'm not doing digital stand-up shows. I find it too hard.
Yeah, there is a time and a place for everything. Mm-hmm. And me doing drag in my living room is not one of them. And as much as I like wanted to be the person that was like giving the fantasy of like building these sets and stuff in my house, I was like, girl, I gotta clean that up then. I'm like,
I'm right there with you. I just, the thought of constructing something for one time is like, oh, I couldn't possibly. And I've been doing some decorating on my own. I've watched too much HGTV.
Yep, the decorating. And
so Lala Ri on, I watched the Drag Race documentary.
Uh-huh.
And Lala was like, oh, I've watched HGTV enough. I could build you a house. I was like, ooh, I feel the same way. But then you start and no, you cannot. These people are professionals for a reason. Everything is so hard. I can't even put together a Billy bookshelf from IKEA. It is too hard.
You really do think you're like, I could do this. Because I get to see this edited television show done in an hour where people put together entire houses. Like, I could definitely do this room in a day. And you're like, no.
No. No,
so
I'm
so many little hiccups, so many little, like, I wish everyone could see like the expanse of the wall that you have done on wallpaper, because me, I think I would have had at least 4 meltdowns.
I've had several meltdowns. Today I had one where I put the start of it at the top and then was like unrolling it, and then it got immediately wrinkled and I just went, it's just gonna stay wrinkled alone, just alone in my office being like, ah. And then I was like, Nicole, take a deep breath, it is okay, don't worry. And then I was like, you're now talking out loud to yourself at wallpaper, like, girl, this is it, this is the last home improvement thing you do yourself,
right? I love sometimes the power that inanimate objects will have on you to have a full out fight by yourself. Because I was thinking about like me just trying to do the 4 little strips of wallpaper in my bathroom and like literally having to like pace out and like walk back and forth in the hallway to like calm myself down and be like, girl, okay. See, now you're like literally huffing and puffing. You just need to like go in there and just like have some patience.
Yeah,
smoke
just
a bowl,
like,
drink some water.
Yes.
Breathe.
Have a glass of wine. Why not? Yes. You know?
I wish I could drink wine.
Oh, do you not drink?
No, I drink. I drink.
Okay.
I am allergic. I somehow have developed in my I feel like I hit 30 and I'm allergic to sulfites, which, you know, and some. And so when I drink wine, my mouth is just on fire. It's the worst thing. It is the worst. Girl, I used to love a good Chardonnay, you know, like a nice little Merlot, a nice little Sauvignon. Like, I used to really love. And rosé. Girl, come on.
Oh, I do love a nice rosé on a summer day. Wait, what else has sulfates in it? Sulfates.
Beer, a lot of times hops and beer have sulfites in them. It's a preservative, so sometimes you can find it and like it'll appear in things like mustard randomly. But it's like, it's more so like depending on how much is in something, and wine has a really high amount. So it's just like, even depending on the type of wine, like for instance, I can have a glass of a Barefoot wine.
Okay.
I'll be great because like, she don't got a high sulfite, but then you go up the shelf a little bit and they got higher sulfite counts in them and my mouth is on fire.
I love it. Your body is like, please give me cheap wine. Or actually like, I won't say Barefoot's cheap. It's please give me middle of the road wine.
Yes, yes. It's just like, girl, you don't need to be that bougie.
And I love
like,
it.
It's like my palate is trying to keep me on a budget. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's
yes. like just your because body you won $100,000. Please, yeah. not. I'm trying to think of what's the most expensive store. What's an expensive big box store? Well, there's Walmart. That's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Target's at the top. What's in the middle then? I guess there's only Target and Walmart.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
We get out and we shop a lot. Obviously.
I just online shop.
I know. But when it really does come to like going out and shopping, Target is the place that makes me feel so warm and fuzzy on the inside.
I love Target. Target is just a place where you go for one thing and then you leave with a cart full of items that you don't need. But then you're like, tee hee hee, this weird little plush toy makes me feel good. I'll look at it every couple of days and say, why did I buy it? But yes. It made me feel good in the moment.
I still think about the antique-looking decorative wine rack, wall-hanging wine rack that I purchased and still have yet to hang, but it just sits in the back of my pantry. And so when I go and get popcorn, I can look at it lovingly and be like, I still don't feel bad about that.
Well, it's hard to figure out who's supposed to hang things. So I watched no less than 4 videos of very nice women, because I was like, women will empower women. These women will empower this bitch to hang this curtain rod herself. And let me tell you, I put a dime size hole from a power drill because I did it wrong. And then I was trying to put the anchor in and I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, how do these women do this with such ease? So I did hang one of the brackets, but if you touch it or wave a hand near it, just the tiniest gust of wind just knocks it right off. Who hangs the curtains? Like who?
And honestly, those anchors are tricky because yes. I don't find that like, even like the holes that you drill don't seem to be like the size for anchors. So it's either you're shoving it in there
yes.
or it's too loose and you're like, okay, what do I do now? It's hard.
Oh my God. Is this what people with penises feel like? They're just like, this hole's too wide. This hole's too tiny.
Yeah.
This hole's just right.
Yeah. I mean, as somebody with a penis, I have definitely asked myself and said all those things.
So, Shay, are you, you're dating someone. You said you have a boyfriend.
Yes, Dan. We've been together. We celebrated our 4-year anniversary in January.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
What did you do for your anniversary?
You know, we hung out. Well, actually, we ordered dinner from this nice Middle Eastern restaurant called Abba. They had like a little prefix meal thing.
Do you live in California or do you?
I live in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Yes. So if you're in Chicago, Abba.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm still holding it down in the Windy City. Everyone's like, girl, why don't you move out to LA? And let me tell you, after this like last little blizzard moment, like I think about it more.
Chicago is truly the coldest fucking place. But it's such
so
a
cold.
Dream. I love Chicago. Like in the summer, my family lives on the South Side.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to just like go there every summer and spend time there. And I love Chicago, but I will say, I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. It is the most successfully segregated city currently today.
Oh, yeah.
Because when white people, I'd go back to Jersey where I lived, white people would be like, oh, I'm from Chicago. My grandma lives in Chicago. I'm like, no, she doesn't.
There's no way she lives there because I only stayed on the south side or went to the city where I was like, oh, everyone commutes in. Who's not black?
Exactly.
And then I went to the north side and I was like, what?
Wait a second.
Something's afoot. What do you mean they're here?
You're like, where did all the black people go? I actually did a really like serious dark play in college that was like a dystopian fantasy about Chicago where they actually like built a wall separating South and North Chicago, and like basically South Chicago became this like ghetto where like people were like trying to like escape to get to the North side. It was nuts. It was so insane. And you think about it and you're like,
I mean, yeah, it's so wild.
Points were made.
I mean, I get the point. That's nuts. I often think about like coded words like good neighborhoods. And it's like, oh, it's a good neighborhood because there are no people of color there.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's so wild that it's like when black people move in, people are like, well, there goes the neighborhood. And I'm like, but why? And then I started thinking about the cycle of poverty. And I was like, so we get paid less. So then we have less money to invest into our properties and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So they do become dilapidated. And then you're mad that we can't keep up with appearances, but we don't have the money that you have to keep up with appearances. Mm-hmm. Y'all are fucked up. That's like I yesterday was driving and I was like, huh? Just like had this like epiphany that I was like, it's everywhere.
That's
annoying.
I feel like I'm like reverse gentrifying my neighborhood sometimes because I'm just like walking, just being black and faggoty. And I know that these single families with their like little children are like, but I mean, it's a gay neighborhood. Great. But there's still like me and my drag daughters be running amok.
Mm-hmm. How many drag daughters do you have?
I have three. I have Kinsey, Bambi, and Chloe.
Oh my God, what adorable names. I love it.
Yeah, it's like a episode of The Proud Family up in there. That's actually the title of our group chat. It's The Proud Family.
I fucking love that.
It's very ridiculous.
What made you want to, so you have your own house, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So what made you want to start your own house?
You know what? Honestly, had no intention of doing that at all because I didn't have a drag mother. I didn't have like a drag mentor. I was just like self-taught and just kind of like really came up and figured things out. But I was like at this point, like just prior to season 9, where I met Kinsey and she was just like freshly 21 coming out to the club and we were hanging out. And I was just like, oh, this baby, she is so cute, you know, and she like loves like the same fashion designers and she's just got like great knowledge. She like understands and she plays the violin. I was like, I feel like I could really help, you know, this girl. So I was just all like, okay, do you want to be my drag daughter? And then when I was just like, that would be it. It'll just be Kinsey. Mm-hmm. And then went film season 9, came back, and people were like, oh my God, have you heard of this new girl? Her name is Bambi. She reminds us so much of you. And I was like, okay, are y'all serious? Like, really? All you white people see some other little black girl, you're just gonna be like, oh, okay, she just reminds us so much of you, Shay. It's like crazy. She like dances and it's like good and it's like, And I went to the club and I remember seeing her for the first time and like having this moment where I was like, is that me up there? I was like, you guys didn't lie. I was like, who is that little girl? I was like, where did she come from? All the way from Houston, Texas. And so then I was just all like, okay, come on. And then, Lil Miss Chloe came up and I was just all like, this little one, she is the true comedian of the family.
Mm-hmm.
She's got such a funny bone. She makes me laugh. She is the sweetest little thing. And it's funny because even though she's like my youngest drag daughter, she's the oldest of them all, but still is the most innocent little sweet little bunny you could just possibly imagine. But that's it. You know, that's
no
the family.
More. No more.
That's the family. I'm
no more cheering.
No more cheering.
The tubes is tad.
Yes. But you want to know what's funny? That was like what my mom did, but she one of them wasn't fully. I actually was a product of like I was born after my mom had her tubes tied incorrectly.
Really? And
she had a very difficult pregnancy. She was like on bed rest for like the majority of it. And it was just like, it was really, really hard. But, you know, I mean, I'm for sure the last of the baby, but you know, I was her little miracle. Mm-hmm. And I'm just all like, look.
Wait, that's so fucking wild that your mom had her tubes tied and they did it incorrectly. And still got, like, that part is what is, like, bugging me. Like, how do you do it fucking incorrectly?
Oh, she was a black woman.
Yes.
Like, they were like, oh, let's hurry up and get her fixed. And this could also be that, because I'm not the only one in my family like this. My oldest sister, who's now passed on, but with her youngest, Jordan... She was on the patch. She was on the birth control patch and was like literally just like suffering from insomnia. Went into the doctor and they're like, yeah, girl, you're pregnant. And she's like,
dang, y'all's genes are strong. Fertile. And they're like, we must create more.
We must procreate. Yes.
Just to like go back to relationships and shit. So, you were not in a relationship during your first season of Drag Race. Yes, or were you?
We were dating at that point, but it was because I had like gone away to work on doing costumes for this like summer camp, this musical theater summer camp for kids in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. So I was pretty much gone that entire summer. And like we had been dating off and on, but it was just kind of like at a point where we were like, oh, we don't really know. But it wasn't until like I went away to Drag Race and we couldn't even talk to each other at all for like 6 weeks that like when I came back, we just kind of like picked up where we left off and, you know, the rest is herstory.
I love it. I love that you didn't have to deal with what dating was like after Drag Race. Like you were like, have it. Don't have to deal with weeding people out. And
thank God.
Feeling like being like, what do you want from me?
Exactly. Exactly. Just like knowing that I'm like, okay, I already trust you. You know, you've been here for like, and we were like friends, you know, we had like a friendship. It was just like, yeah, we like kind of like dated. We pursued each other for a while, you know, even before that. So
how did you pursue each other? Was it like DMs? Was it like, oh, let's hang out. Oh, but we're friends.
No, we actually, no joke, like, but like we bumped into each other like at the club. It was like literally like that scene in West Side Story where Clarence, we were like,
I hate you. How easy. You bumped into him.
Yes. And we took a picture in the photo booth at the club that night, and he kissed me, and we still have that photo booth picture. And I remember it was because it was season 7 was doing a press tour for their release of Drag Race, and we met at an after party, and we were literally just crossing each other like at the club, but just like stop and just said hello. And then, like, sparked up a casual conversation and started talking. It was literally just like that.
That's so nice. It's so easy.
Right. And I was just like, all of my dating experience had been from apps and things like that. And I was just like, I actually just, like, literally bumped into someone like that. I was like, it literally just happened like that.
Oh, that's so wonderful. What was your experience like on the apps? Was it...
How much time do we have? It was so bad. It was so, I remember, it's like I hated dating on the app so much that I literally had just resolved to mostly meeting people after a show when like, you know, you're lit on a bar tab and I'm like, you know, all inhibitions are gone and I could be like carefree and make out with somebody in the club. And then like, maybe if like the next morning we're still feeling each other, like whatever, because like the apps were just,
they're bad. They're very bad, but also
The type of people, like the even like sometimes like the you might have chemistry with somebody on them, and then you get in person and you're like,
yeah, that's why I don't talk to people for very long on the apps, because it facilitates this like false sense of like, oh, I know you. Mm-hmm. Like I went on my first date since quarantine started and we had been talking for like a month and a half because I fell down my stairs, dislocated my ankle, broke my fibula, ouch. And
I can't wait for that children's book.
And they're like, this book is 100 pages long. There's just so many weird sounds in between each word. But I had been like pretty immobile and we matched and he asked, he was like, how do you feel about a park date? And I said, I feel good about that. Like I'm good with outside. I'm good with masks, but I can't walk right now. So like I have to wait till my screws come out and I can actually like do things. And he said, okay. So we met up in the park and we had been, since we had been texting for so long, I tried to like not super engage in conversations because I was like, I don't want to get to know you too quickly over the phone. But then we just like were talking and it was nice. And I was like, oh my God, this is great. Like I'm going to meet him and it's going to be love at first sight. And I thought he was cute and he had brought Triscuits and I was like, but that's the hardest thing to eat. Like under a mask and it's just like glue, like gluey, weird, thick crackers. But then he had also brought four bottles of water and I was like, well, I don't think I need four bottles of water. But like he was trying and I was like, this is very, very cute. But he was telling me like a traumatic story about how they found his dad dead on Christmas Eve. This is like also our first date. So I was like, this is a lot. And as he's telling me this story, my wig had slid back. And I could like feel the breeze and I was like trying to touch it and like pull it without him noticing. And I didn't want him to be like, oh, she's like uncomfortable with death. And I'm like, no, I'm not uncomfortable with death. And then he like finished it and it was a somber moment. And it was just like silence. And I was like, my wig is falling off. And he was like, it looks fine. I was like, it doesn't. And I pulled out my phone. And Shay, my wig was so fucking far back. Like, and I wasn't wearing a cap, so like you could see my hair. So it just looked like my hair maybe had been gelled down into like a flowy different texture. And I was like, to the white eye, it looks fine. But like had a nice black friend walk by, they would be like, bitch, it's sliding back. Nobody's telling you. And there was no coming back from it. It was just very awkward. And then the date ended and I was limping away with my boot and we didn't go out again. But I was like, you know what? She's back at it. And of course, that's my first date back.
Yes. She's like back in the game. She's like wig sliding and all. It was a windy day. I'm like imagining like Karen Huger on Real Housewives of Potomac at that picnic. Just like,
Hold on. That was absolutely me, minus the sound. It was just internal freaking out because I was like, if this thing falls off my head at the park, there's truly no coming back from that. Like just shaking it out, being like, it's dirty now. Like,
right. I just in all of my years have still not been able to figure out how to successfully reposition a backslidden wig in a way that doesn't, you know, bring attention to it. You know, like you could never do it. Like I'm just like, I wish there was like a subtle way to just like push it up from the back.
Yeah, but there isn't. Because you have to lift the lace that someone thinks is your skin and pull it forward. And it truly, not only does it like take you out of the fantasy that this person has hair, you're just like, what? Are you a transformer? What the fuck else is going to lift up off of you?
I don't know. Date me and find out.
But I'm like, ready to go back out there, ready to meet another friend in the park. I don't know. I just, it seems depressed. And I keep reading these articles that were like, you know, love in the corona age. It's not all bad, but he didn't tell me he had corona and I saw him the week. So he exposed it to me. But like, I didn't have it. So like, and I was like, oh, It just adds this layer of...
It's a roller coaster.
Yes. And it's not like I'm scared I'm going to get it from someone in the park. And hopefully after meeting someone a couple times, like, they would be responsible and we would have a talk to be like, hey, let's, like, just be responsible. And if you fuck somebody, you tell me so I can choose to whether or not I'm going to stick with you again. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes people aren't responsible as shit. And sometimes people don't care. I keep saying I'm staying inside because I have yet to see a fat person be like, I recovered from Corona just fine. But then someone DM'd me and they were like, I'm 500 pounds and I had Corona and I was fine. And my friend, she's a big girl. She survived too. And I was like, okay, I don't want to be telling people I survived. I was like, I'm okay staying inside. Nobody's having the like enough fun for me to be like, I gotta get out there.
Yeah, the FOMO hasn't really hit me yet. Yeah,
no.
All the cruises, all the Puerto Vallartas, all of that. None of it has really made me feel like I was missing out on anything.
I don't think anyone got hurt, but when the boat capsized, I was like, this is funny.
We're like, we need this comedy, so just thank you so much. We'll take it.
Yes. It's so wild. I don't know. I'm not the gal who wants to gamble with her health. I don't know. Like, it's not for me. If I get it by accident, then okay. But like, why not just try to be safe?
Yeah. That's sexy.
Safe and sexy and cool.
Yeah, all the cool kids are doing it.
Real quick, we have to take a break. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy. I think I said I love you, Daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only from my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get 55% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we back. I want to get your opinion on this. So I don't know when this episode will come out, but I released an episode with a comedian who I think is so funny. We had such a nice time. And I ask all my guests, would they date me? And their response was no, because I was fat. And they were traumatized because they were dating a fat woman and their friends called him James and the Giant Peach. And I laughed because I think that's a really funny roast. And and I still think about it. And it's just like that friend was very quick to think of that. One, two, it's funny. Three, like, I'm okay being a fat woman, but people got mad at me because I didn't like serve it to them and tell them that, like, that's internalized fat phobia or whatever. But I was like, I don't know. Somebody who says that out loud, I feel like you hear it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. What's your opinion? Like, do you think preferences in dating are valid or invalid?
Oh gosh, it's hard for me to say because, like, I am one of those people that doesn't have preferences. I'm very much so attracted to such a wide spectrum of people. I'm just like very queer like that. So it's just like, I guess when people limit themselves, I guess for them, I'm just like, I mean, you're missing out, you know, by labeling the broad components of people's like personalities and their like energies and their spirits just based off of what they look like physically. I'm just like, that's just like so basic. But I don't know.
It's a hard question. Because I was thinking about it today.
Because, for instance, like, I feel like some people are attracted to assholes. I am not. Like, some people, I see the type of people that they date, and I'm like, why do you date these assholes? Like, you just are just seem to be attracted to fucking asshole douchebag people with shitty personalities, but clearly they got big dicks. So I'm like, that works for you. So you clearly have a preference there. You know, for me, I like sweet people with great personalities and big brains. Like, I'm way more sapiosexual in that way. Like, impressing with your thoughts and your ideas and stuff like that. So,
Yeah, I think I like, me personally, I have an idea of what I think I want, but also I'm very open to whomever, because you know how you like meet someone at first and you're like, I don't think I'm going to like them. And then half a second later, you're in the conversation and you're like, oh my God, I want this person to be in my life forever and always. So
you're going to be standing up at my wedding if I don't marry you.
Yes. and I can't tell you how many dates I've been on with people where I'm like, they're not my type. But like, why not just go? And I went and I was like, oh my God, I really like this person. So I think it's okay to like say out loud that like, I wouldn't date this body type because I'm worried about what society says about me. I mean, I don't think it's like okay, but I think it's okay to understand that you don't have the, I don't want to say like you're not strong enough to deal with societal, you know, talking about you and shit, but like, I think it's a nice thing to realize before you hurt someone's feelings. I don't know if I'm articulating this well. I wouldn't want to be dating somebody who, if someone was like, hey, fat ass, they crumbled. And they were like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say something later. Do you know what I mean? Because they were like, well, she is a fat ass. And like, I don't know. Like, I would want someone to be like, hey, I love that fat ass. That fat ass is gushing from my fucking face because I eat her out.
Yes.
Do you know? So it's just like,
absolutely.
When people say shit like that, I'm like, oh, well, then like, I don't need that. Like, and I feel like it's like you hear someone say that and you're like, oh, well, people still think like that, so I'm going to gravitate towards someone who doesn't? I don't know. It's weird when people say they have a preference.
Yeah. I personally don't get it. I just don't. Yeah.
But it is like
you said, there's been so many times where I've like actually gone out on dates with people that I didn't think would be my like maybe type and been so surprised. So it's just like, why limit yourself?
Yeah, I think that's the conclusion I've come to. That like, I'm okay if you have a preference and I'm not that preference, because that means I don't have to worry. You're like,
Right.
There's a huge world of people. So it's like, oh, so that one I pick up and I go, okay, not for me. And I go find somebody who is for me. And yeah. I just like all of the people who were so pressed. I was like, why are you so upset about this one opinion of yeah. somebody that you don't even know? Why not yeah. just go find someone who loves you for you? I don't know. I yeah. guess they were also like, you were vibing so hard. And I was like, I'm not, it's a comedy podcast. Is for me to have the
oh my god,
the like thought that I'm like every person I speak to I'm gonna fall in love with is literally insane. I'm hoping I just bump into somebody, honestly, when COVID's over, or you know, things are slightly back to normal. I'm just gonna be bumping into people.
Yeah,
just like bump, be like, oh hi, sorry, right? I'm never clumsy. Know. I, that's you what could I just want.
Be just like gracefully going to get another, you know, Jameson ginger and just bump into the love of your life.
I mean, it would be so wonderful.
Wouldn't it?
It would just be, I mean, that's what I want. And I have friends who've like also like bumped into a person and like just sparks happened. And I'm like, where's that magic for me, universe? Give it to me. I'm horny and my mouth is ready. I've been practicing.
Yes.
Oh my God. I don't know how many more times I can masturbate alone.
Well, I mean, do it in front of a mirror. So it's like you're doing it with a twin or a friend. Put on a wig so it's a friend.
Oh, wow.
You know, like a different little, like a little red-haired moment. I don't know.
I like that. I don't have any red hair. I tried to buy a red-haired wig. It was like this gingery color and it was curly. And what was advertised was not what I got. What I got was truly like a Ronald McDonald wig. And I was like, my God, what a treat. I look just like Little Orphan Annie, just black. And I was just like wearing it around the house. And I fully looked in the mirror and was like, oh, my mind is gone. I've lost it. It's goodbye.
One thing that I have learned to do when I'm shopping for wigs online, you know, when people try and get really cute with the pictures of how they want to represent their products, reverse Google image search the wig and see whose wig it really is.
Wow. Honestly, that is ingenious.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fucking smart, because I buy them from this place called AliExpress, and AliExpress loves to show you one wig. And then you get it and you're like, this isn't even a lace front. This is like a tea part. And I don't like a tea part.
Right. Okay. Try Sam's Beauty Supply.
Oh, okay.
Sam's Beauty. They are great. They're great.
Okay.
Love them. Here I am just giving them free shout outs.
I mean,
do you hear that?
I like giving free shout outs to companies that I love, because then they stick around for me to patron. Patron?
Yes.
Patron?
Yes.
Patronize? I don't know.
Patron.
Yes. Patron. Like, there's this restaurant in New York that I love so much. It's called Toast. It's on 125th and Broadway. And I today woke up and was like, will they survive the pandemic? I wake up in a fright all the time being like, whoa, what do I have to do today? Will this company survive? So if you live in New York, go there. So when I finally get back to New York, I can go there.
Toast. Okay. I will definitely have to check it out. My place in New York is Peaches.
Ooh, where's that?
That's in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn.
Good.
Peaches.
Wait, what do they serve there?
It's like soul food brunch.
Ooh.
It's like soul food brunch. Yeah, girl. It is like peaches is so good.
Oh boy.
And if you can manage to not be like too hungover before you go, like on like a Sunday, and can get up a little bit early before the after church crowd, you can get in and get set in immediately.
Ooh, that sounds delightful. You know what I want? I want collard greens with like ham hock in it.
Yes.
There's a couple places out here that do greens, but I'm like, but it's not right. It's not
ham hock.
There's no ham hock in it. And it's not like, I guess it's vinegary. I don't know. It's not like juicy enough.
It's not juicy enough. Like, it's got to be really soft. I for some reason, well, not for some reason, I'm going to tell you the reason, but me and my boyfriend were watching an episode of Mixed-ish, and the youngest sister referred to greens as hot black people salad. And like, because Rainbow was babysitting them, and she asked her what she wanted for lunch, and that's what she said. And she was just all like, I don't, and Rainbow's like, I don't know how to make collard greens. And I was like, Nah, homegirl calls it hot black people salad.
Honestly, but it's like tea. That is truly the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard, because black people,
as a kid, I would eat that salad. That was the only like green shit you could get me to eat was collard greens. I was like, yes,
I mean, like at
the
Thanksgiving, ham hocks and the- that was, there was no salad. We didn't have salad. You had greens.
Yeah, you had greens.
Oh my God. I miss
cooked in like pork fat.
Oh, like, I miss it.
Same.
Oh my God. I miss like good soul food. There's, I guess there's some in LA. Like, I found pretty decent fried chicken. There's a Gus's out here, which is like so good. And then there's a Harold's out here, but I don't trust that Harold's to be like a Chicago Harold's.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust. I would be so sad. Chat. Oh my God. It's so best fucking good.
Number 62. That used to be my joint.
So fucking good.
Over at Wabash and like, seven.
I think that's the one my mother would go to. She had a very specific one that she liked.
Number 62 was good.
And oh my God, that chicken. I remember the first time. Oh my God. I'm horny and hungry. The double H is horny and hungry. That's who I am.
Hear that, kids?
What is the thing you're like the most excited to do after COVID-19 is contained, honey, and we have herd immunity?
I just want to put on a thong and run around the beach.
Oh my God, that sounds fucking delightful.
Just be as free as the wind on this beach.
Oh, I love that. I want to go to, I haven't wanted to go to like a bar or like a club as much as I've ever wanted to right this instant. I miss it. I miss specifically gay bars, because when I dress up, the gay men, they go, wow, you put an effort in. You go to like a normal straight bar, straight club, they're just like, oh, you're a person and you're here. But like gay men, oh, they'll give you nice compliments. And I'm like, yes, this is what I want.
Yeah, no, I miss doing poppers on the dance floor. That girl. When the beat really drops. And it's really dark.
I love poppers. I think they're so fun. Yeah. But I do worry. I'm like, does it really like fuck with your brain? But then I'm like, oh, everything kind of does. Whatever.
Yeah. Our cell phones, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Like,
you might as well really enjoy this dance.
Yeah.
Because once you pop, the fun don't stop.
But it does, truly, like 30 seconds after you popped it. I remember the first time I did poppers, I was like, this is ever, it was done. Okay.
You're like, what? Oh, that was it.
Okay, goodbye. Oh, thank you. Okay, so for me, I would like some advice. Do you have any advice on how I should approach people once we're allowed to be near people? Actually, no, like on the apps, do you have any like opening lines that you think are good?
Okay. My name is Nicole Byer, bitch. And before I let you walk, you better show me how you crawl.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm just playing. I literally just was like, what? Nicki Minaj lyric that I inserted into her life.
I truly was like trying to like be like, okay, well,
she's like, can I be a dom? She's like, is Nicole a dom?
I couldn't be a dom specifically because I would giggle too much. I'd be like, get on the floor, and then I don't know. But I would love.
Oh my God, you know what? Could you be like, oh? You know what? I think because you love to laugh, like, could you ever be into like tickle torture, or would that like absolutely like be too much for you?
I don't think I could be tickled, because after a while I get not violent, but like I'll start screaming. And like my roommate one time tickled me and it was funny for like 30 seconds. And then I was like, you have to stop. Why are you doing this to me? And I was like swinging at him. So I don't think I could do it, but maybe I could tickle somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe not. I don't know.
I feel like your laugh would be, for someone who is into like tickle torture, would probably be like really great for someone who is being tickle tortured. Like,
I mean, honestly, the more I learn about like sex work and stuff, the more I'm like, I want in. I would love to make money where someone's like getting off and all I'm doing is tickling them.
Hell yeah.
Ew.
You know, I honestly don't even understand how anybody can look down on sex work when the rest of us are out here doing it for free.
That's what I keep fucking saying. Like, it's so wild to me.
I'm like, in this capitalist society, you really are out here. You're out here giving it away for free and you want to look sideways at someone who's making bank off of it.
It's so fucking bonkers that sex work is illegal because I'm like, why not make them independent? Well, actually, I don't know what sex workers want other than decriminalization. They don't want it legal. I can't remember why. But I'm like, but if they were incorporated and you taxed sex work, like that's more taxes. I don't know if they want to be taxed. Probably
not. That's why they're like,
But I'm just like, this is so, it's kind of like weed. Why is it like people like smoking weed? So why is it in, like, why is it even a discussion? Like, tax it. Also, like, just make it legal at a federal level so it can be, it's so weird. I've never met a person who's like, oh, I smoked a blunt and then murdered a family. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, I smoked a blunt and murdered a box of Oreos. Like, it's just absolutely so weird to me. Have you had the Chromatica Oreos?
I have not.
You gotta do it.
Look, my friend did, and they told me that they were pooping green for like 2 days. And that was the moment where I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know. I was like, because my stomach is a little sensitive. I just found out I'm allergic to sulfites.
Fair, fair, fair. I will say, it's like a very vanilla flavor, and I think it's so nice. I just don't understand why Lady Gaga did a collaboration with Oreo for Chromatica when Chromatica came out so long ago.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Is it so we didn't forget about Chromatica? But how could we forget about Chromatica?
We could not forget about Chromatica.
No.
I mean, I was just literally listening to 911 today.
I like Chromatica. Rain on me.
Rain. That was my Ariana. I hope you liked it.
I liked it so much. I could feel the high pony. I loved it so, so much.
Yes.
What's your favorite hairstyle in drag? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but my ADD medication has worn off.
Oh my God, my favorite hairstyle. I would probably have to say it would be, it was a replica of RuPaul's Supermodel of the World cover. I wore it for the winner reveal for All Stars, and it's like, you know, just like 90s black like cone curls, just like all piled on top of my head, but these like little braids, like I always just feel so cunt in that wig.
It's so fucking cute. I keep getting wigs made that I don't know when I'm gonna wear them. I'll see them on Drag Race and I'll be like, that one. So the Candy Muse Olivia Lux little, like, did you see it? It's like little bobble balls. I don't know what to call them. Because when I was little balls. I called them ponytail holders. I called them ponytail holders. Because it was the only thing my mother used. Like, I didn't know that there was scrunchies or anything else. I wore those till I was too old, actually. But I had that wig made. This man, Edward Scissorhands.
I love
him. My God, he's talented. I got that wig and I was like, holy shit. And
it's well made. Yeah, he's like the godfather of baby hairs. Yeah,
oh my God. Yeah. It is stunning. I have no idea where I'm going to wear it, but I was like, that one. And
to the beach. That would be a good beach day wig, you know, when you're just out on the sand and you in your cute little swimsuit. You got your little.
Ooh, yes. Maybe I will do that.
A little floaty. Like,
a cute little floaty. Girl. Oh, hey, hello. Yeah.
Oh, girl. So cute.
But I guess I asked because I said this to Monet, Exchange, and Bob. But, like, I just appreciate that so many black queens are wearing black hair. And because I grew up around a bunch of white people, and I never realized the microaggressions that happened where I was like, I can't have cornrows. Nobody else has cornrows. They keep touching my cornrows. I don't like cornrows. I don't wear them. I wear my hair straight. That's all that I do. And I love Drag Race. I've been watching it since inception. And just like the evolution of Black queens owning Blackness, like the Nude Illusion look that was just like very tribal, like very Africa, like the the rings around your neck. I was just like, oh, it just really brings me joy that like a kid will see that, or like someone in their 20s who maybe grew up the same way I did. And they're like, oh yeah, being Black is fucking cool and beautiful. And like, amazing. And like, why would I hide this part of me from anybody? So I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you. That's so affirming. I appreciate that. And I just like, yeah, girl, I just love being able to show people my Black experience, because, you know, Blackness, it's something that's not monolithic, and there's just so many different experiences that we can show. And I love being able to connect with, you know, many different Black people, Black creatives, just like, and kids, just everybody. And to just feel like loved and accepted by this community has been, you know, really great. Because one of the things I remember, just like in the 5 years that I spent auditioning for Drag Race, the one thing that I was like really excited about was to like belong to the like this big family. And now I feel like I'm part of this big family.
I love it. You are. It is a big family. Yeah, I just like it. And I've been like trying to incorporate more Black hairstyles in my hair, but also just like playing with things that like I was like, oh, maybe this doesn't look good on me, and I'm like, I don't fucking know, I'm just gonna like try it, who fucking cares. And I never learned how to braid my hair because I was like, not important, never need to learn. But I mean, it's shaved now, but like when it was long, I was like, I'm gonna learn. So I spent like an hour or 2 hours in front of my mirror just being like, okay, oh, this is how it fucking goes, because it's like I want to be able to cornrow my hair, like that's not all Black people know how to do it, but like, it's like,
let me cultivate these roots. Yes, come on.
Yes, let me make these roots go into a pattern of my ancestors. I don't know.
Betty? Huh? Betty, my ancestors were mostly bald. Yeah, because when I did the 23andMe, the Maasai tribe, the women shaved their heads. So.
Oh. Maybe I'll
do. It's very similar to the warriors, the way that the warriors look, the female warriors in Black Panther, you know, with the red and the ring and the bald head. Like, that's how the sister girls be repping it out there. Yes.
I sometimes will look in the mirror when I'm not wearing makeup and I'm like, oh, I look like such a little boy, which is fine. And then I'll put on makeup and I'm like, oh my God, having no hair is a look. It is like, it is a look. I fucking love it. I feel powerful.
Yes. Yes, feel bold owning just like you.
Yes, but presence. I will say, 'tis hard to keep a wig on my head. And I've dabbled now into the gluing of my wig down, or like with like the sprays and whatnot.
Have you tried the little silicone wig bands?
I have one. I have not tried it yet. Are they good?
They actually, yes.
I was
pleasantly surprised. I was like, okay, this actually kind of do. You know when you actually are so ready for something to not work, and then it does, and then it like proved you wrong, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. Right. That's me. I guess, every time I get a purple carrot box. I've been eating vegan, and I'm like, nah, vegetables, they're stupid. And then I'll cook, and I'm like, wow, vegetables are versatile and yummy for me. Like, it's just, it's fucking annoying.
How long have you been plant-based vegan?
Thank you. Since May of last year, I've probably had meat maybe 15 times. So it's like, it's an ebb and flow where I'm like, I want chicken, so I'll have chicken.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta listen to your body.
Yes.
It's just like, feed me. Yeah. Seymour.
Feed me, Seymour. But next month I plan on going not completely plant-based, but just like vegetarian. But I'm going to call myself a vegan because I prefer to identify that way. Thank you. But yeah, I'm going to try to see how long. I'm going to try to like do it uninterrupted for 30 days because allegedly that's when a habit forms.
Okay. Yeah.
That's allegedly. I learned that from the internet.
She said allegedly. Look me dead ass in my eyes, everybody listening. She said allegedly.
Allegedly?
She said, I didn't say facts. Okay.
Okay. Because I don't know nothing. I just like skim things on the internet and then start spouting off the knowledge I think I have. And then my roommate will be like, Nicole, no. And I'm like, I don't know, bitch. I don't know. I read it on the internet.
I saw the headline. What? I had to read the article.
Yeah, bitch. I read the headline. That's it. That's my reading comprehension. Okay. Well, Shay, this has been delightful, lovely, entertaining, stunning, gorgeous. I love it. I have a question. I ask all my guests this. I think I've only missed it once or twice, but would you date me?
Absolutely.
Skidabow!
Yeah, I judge everyone on a scale of how much would my mom love them, and like, you would be a 10.
Thank you.
She'd eat you up. She'd eat you up with a spoon.
I love that. I love moms.
Yeah.
I just love an older woman who wants to care about me. Yeah.
We all need that.
Right? It's just nice. My friend Eleanor's mom, she truly is like a champion of everything I do. She's always like, good job. I started a sewing club and I posted my friend Meatball and my friend Sashir. We get together on Sundays and we sew because I was like, I want to learn. It's a skill that would be nice. That it's like I buy a pair of pants and I could just hem them. Or like on a Saturday, it's like I could just make a jumpsuit. Why the fuck not? But Jane was like, oh, that looks perfect. That's so nice and good. And I was like, yes, a nice older lady really is lifting me up.
We need it.
I do. I think it's just because like my mom's dead and it's nice that an older lady who has kids is like doing mom things for me. So it's like, I get that a little bit. So it's nice.
See, my mom gets so much pleasure from being a mom-like figure. So many people, you know, even like at her church call her mom. Ugh. She literally loves to, she was a nurse for over 30 years. She just loves to like nurture. People will listen to me have conversations with my mom on FaceTime and they'll be like, I was just like in the room and they're like, I feel inspired and cared for and loved. And she wasn't even talking to me.
Like, I love that. You should just start a podcast of you FaceTime or not. No, that's not a podcast. A YouTube channel of you FaceTiming your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or just release the audio and be like, if you're looking for love, here it is.
I totally should. Cause she just be speaking just the sweetest things to me just all the time.
That's so nice. I feel like I've been trying to speak nicer to myself. Because it's like, why be so mean to you? You have to live in this body. But it's also really nice to have like someone on the outside be like, you're worthy and good. And I love you so much.
Yes. She's very, very that. And let me tell you, especially when I tell her about friends, like literally when I say these three magic words, pray for them. Girl, when you make it on Marilyn's prayer list, you better know the manifestations that will come into your life will be so bountiful.
Well, ooh, tell her to pray for me to find a man. Or a person. I'm pretty open. Yes. I don't mind. A person who's wonderful.
She likes details like that. You know what I'm saying? She likes details like that. So I'll make sure to tell her that.
Okay, so here are the details.
She's always like, be specific.
A person. I don't mind how they identify. I have tried to not close doors to opportunity that way. I would like for them to be like pretty solid with who they are. I would like them to have a career that they love. I understand that money could be an issue because COVID is not kind to everyone. But I would like them to be nice, kind, respectful, love me, and hot to me.
Yes. Oh, that's so perfect. And I love that we have this literally recorded. That's so simple. God, I don't even have to write anything down.
No, I can't wait for Marilyn to manifest this for me.
And then one day you're just going to be walking through the club and then just like, bam.
I love it. And then he's going to be like, Marilyn sent me. And I'm going to be like, But by that time, I will have forgotten. I'll be like, Monroe? Yeah.
You're like, did I fall into a time warp? Where am I? What year is this?
Where am I? What's happening? I love it. Shay, thank you so much for doing this. Truly, you are a goddamn delight.
Oh, thank you. You too. I had so much fun.
Oh, what a dream. Okay. Well, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, you can like it, you can rate it, you can subscribe and give me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. If you DM me something nasty, I will read it. Or if you leave it as like a review, but this nice person DM me and said, I would use your clit like a speed bag and deliver a long and powerful series of punches. And then might be too aggressive, but you get the metaphor. To warm you up, after your clit has taken all it can, I would eat you out your pussy. I would eat you out your pussy like a pudding spoon without a, wait, no, like a pudding cup without a spoon, making sure my tongue gets all that pussy juice. Afterwards, I would start jackhammering you while I suck on your tig old bitties. When we finish, I would toss you a towel and a Gatorade. Get dressed.
Not a Gatorade.
Get dressed, bounce out the window, and tell the tale of that good for generations to come. Thank you. Also, how wild that this person's gonna jump out a window.
Yeah, I mean, who's pursuing them?
I don't know. I guess I would.
It
wasn't more?
Just that good that you, yeah, that you're like, get over here,
get away from her, pussy. I have to go. Yeah, that's so maybe funny.
Maybe it was just the jackhammering that was just like too much.
Maybe.
I mean, does anyone not like a jackhammer? I always think that it's good to have like a good, nice little body roll.
Uh huh. I like a body roll.
Is that because like that jackhammer, like you got to know how to bounce back because bodies bounce, like there's energy coming. So you got to be able to, you know, move and flow with it. So
I don't mind a jackhammer. So what I don't like is like the circles. I don't need circles, but like, like a pound, 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 pound into a nice slower build. Pound, 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 slower. Like, I like levels, ebbs and flows.
It's like a dance.
Yes. A waltz where you change who leads. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I think one person leads. I don't know. But that's it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank y'all.
That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solotaroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.